Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is the News Wrap from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. While the Alabama legislature takes spring break, Todd Stacy, host of APT's Capital Journal, talks about a national news story that has generated near hysteria and has become its own wild card. Todd Stacy, welcome back to the News Wrap from Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal.
Good to be with you.
There's been so much happening this week, but Congressman Terry Everett's death certainly hit a lot of people.
Yeah, very sad. And I mean, I remember growing up, him being my congressman after the retirement of Bill Dickinson, you know, knew him after his retirement from Congress, and he would still stay involved and really a fierce advocate for the Wiregrass, for agriculture, and is a big reason why that second district was important to be on the Agriculture Committee and the House Armed Services Committee. He really set that standard. So sad, but it's also nice to see him honored properly.
A record of distinction. Well, Todd, what is the big news this week from your perspective?
Well, you know, the legislature is on spring break. We've turned our focus to Washington because it's been a really busy couple of weeks in Washington. This week, the House took action by passing legislation that would compel TikTok, you know, this popular social media app, to divest from their current ownership that is Chinese-owned and controlled by the Chinese communist government and force them to make a choice, be owned by an American company or face a potential shutdown. This is a big national security issue. Congressmen are worried about the risks associated with such a popular app being on hundreds of millions of phones, being controlled by the Chinese government. They are known to spy on Americans, right? I talked with Congressman Adderholt about it. He described it as 200 million Chinese spy balloons on our cell phones. And so this legislation passed overwhelmingly, Republicans and Democrats. So it's going to be interesting to see it go to the Senate and see what they do with it.
Todd, it's so interesting because educators, parents, everyone has been trying to get the young people more engaged in the political process, and this has them in an uproar. I think you just threw us a wild card.
It is a bit of a wild card because they kind of demonstrated the point this week because TikTok fought back. They were trying to fight back against this legislation and try to, as it was coming through committee and coming on the floor. And so what they did was everybody got a pop-up on your TikTok app that said, hey, call your congressman and tell them to vote no on this bill. Well, you had a lot of confused TikTokers calling their congressman for the first time. I talked with Congressman Rogers about it. But it really kind of backfired because very confused individuals, a lot of young people calling their congressman, not really sure what to say. Some of them panicking. There were threats of suicide. Just really concerning behavior. But also it demonstrated just how powerful this app is and can be kind of weaponized. And so for that to be owned and controlled by the Chinese communist government, that's a concern. So I think they made the point for them. And so, yeah, that was a pretty wild development this week.
Who is on Capital Journal tonight at 7:30?
Congressman Robert Adderholt. So he's going to join me. Also sitting down with Attorney General Steve Marshall. There's several issues on the legal front. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed. He's part of the Big Ten mayors, the 10 largest cities.
Thank you so much for joining us today for the News Wrap from your office at Capital Journal, Alabama Public Television, in the State House.
You bet.
That was Todd Stacy, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tonight at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at noon, and also on YouTube. Todd also hosts the Capital Journal podcast. Thanks for joining us today for the News Wrap from In Focus. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.